Welcome to When I Grow Up with Liv and Lex, a podcast dedicated to having sisterly conversation on life, love, and identity. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and the conversation starts now. Welcome to another episode of When I Grow Up with Liv and Lex. We are so excited because today we are joined with Isaiah Hill, one of our very good friends from undergrad, and we will be talking about shooting your shot. For those that have listened to the first part of shooting your shot, this is the second part of shooting your shot, and we have a male perspective, so we are so excited to jump into today's content. But before we get into that, y'all already know the deal. We are going to chat about our pulse check, and I'm going to kick us off. So first of all, we never acknowledge Pisces season. I'm so sorry to all the Pisces out there, because you know, we try to acknowledge the different astrological seasons, but Pisces, for whatever reason, is just a sign that me and Lexi don't really, we're not super proximate to. So first of all, I have to start off my pulse check with saying, hey, I'm sorry, we're about to go into Aries season, but it's better late than ever. I'm currently on a juicing cleanse. This is my second juicing cleanse ever, and it's from Arden's Garden. I nearly folded earlier today around 4 p.m. when I was getting off of work because I was so afraid to come home and see my mom cooking food and like pretty much diving for the refrigerator. But luckily, my mom literally only has like the worst snacks. She eats like Lexi. They both have like these chickpea chips or fried chickpea. I don't even know what it's called. So it's not really like
chickpeas. They're roasted chickpeas.
Yes. Roasted chickpeas. And I went through my refrigerator, didn't see anything I immediately wanted. So I guess you could technically say that I cheated. Because I did drink some tea. That was it. But I've been trying to get through the day and I'm nearly there. So yeah, I'm feeling good about myself. We'll see. I'm only doing it for 3 days. So I guess you could say I'm a third of the way done. My reasons behind doing this cleanse is not to lose a crazy amount of weight. I literally just want to reset my taste palette, my mind. And in the past, that kind of has helped me figure out the foods and stuff that I want to eat, because Zaxby's and Wings in Atlanta, it's not going to cut it, sis. It's just simply not, especially when we're trying to get our summer bodies together. So that's my long spiel on wellness for today. But yes, my pulse check is I'm hungry.
Isaiah just looks like he has so many follow-up questions for you. So hit her with all of them, because this girl just really went around and back again.
Yeah, that was definitely a lot. So juice cleanse, you're not allowed to eat anything solid at all?
No, there's nothing solid. Okay, so I think I'm drinking like 7 juices a day. And the first two are celery juice.
Oh.
So it's like celery, distilled water, and lemons. And then the next one, I think they're just a bunch of different greens. So it's like kale, water, lemons, like they might have some citrus. I think cucumber lemonade was like the next one. And then, yeah. So I'm just trying to prove to myself that I can actually get through it. I have a problem with seeing things through sometimes. So if you ever want to just try to prove yourself something for fun, then I would recommend it, but not for like 20. Some people do it for like a month and I'm like, how, why? You're just going to gain everything back after clearing your insides.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom does it, but she like makes her own. So she has like a juicer and she just lives for it. But sometimes she'll just make them because she just thinks they taste yummy. She won't do the like 7 in a day. And I'm definitely the type of person that, like, I would rather eat all of those vegetables like whole than juice them and drink them in intervals. I think there's something that like I would rather eat whole celery stalks with like peanut butter than juice it with a lemon. That just, nothing about that sounds, but I think that's because I'm a texture person. Like I hate things that aren't the thing. So like that doesn't make, but like I don't like oatmeal flavored things. I'd rather just have oatmeal cookie flavored things. I'd just rather have the cookie. So I feel the same way about fruits and vegetables. Like I would rather just eat kale than have kale juice. That makes sense.
Wow. Okay. So in my circumstance where you would have to drink super celery is what the name is called. You would rather just eat like a stalk of celery and then again, another stalk of celery and a cucumber with some lemon slices. I mean,
both of those options sound not good. I don't want to say terrible, but you know, I don't want to knock you for trying what you're doing because discipline is important and that's going to like build skills for the rest of whatever you're doing.
Arguably, you guys are probably the most disciplined people that I have in my circle. Wow. Okay, for those listening, I like to call us the trio. I don't even know what it's called.
No, we're called the elements.
The three elements, because I'm an earth sign, Lexi's air, and then Isaiah's water. Okay, that's enough about my pull. I've spent way too much time on my pulse check, guys. I'm going to pass it off to you, Isaiah. What's been going on in your life?
Yeah, well, great pulse check. I feel like it's hard to follow up the 7 juices a day. I've never heard of anything like that. But what's going on in my life? My 2-year-old nephews just turned, they just had their birthday yesterday. I was really excited to be there. I'm in Florida right now. I am in the process of getting in a relationship, actually. We are working on the, like, basically I'm in one, but we're trying to work out the date because I was like, if we get in the relationship this weekend, I'll end up being in Florida spending time with the nephews over our anniversary. So we should like push the date back or push it forward or something. So we're working on that. And
ladies and gentlemen, I just need you to know, breaking news. This is new to Livia and I, but this is so on brand for Isaiah to just like drop something and the low, like he sandwiched that between like something so wholesome of like his nephew's like birthday. Ooh, and you're like, ah, and then he got him with the big news. OMG. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I definitely meant to say something earlier, but you know, a pulse check, I thought that would be the perfect time to tell you guys. So yeah, I'm working on the dates, but yeah, I'm off the market, so it feels good.
That's so amazing. And I feel like it's even more amazing just because we're going into summer and I feel like that's when people are like, okay, Valentine's Day is over, time to get my hot girl summer on, whatever, like go crazy. And you're actually doing the opposite. So I've gotta pass it to you.
Yeah, it definitely feels a little wrong because it wasn't working out in the like cuffing season, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm really happy. I'm not going to lie. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, hopefully we'll last a few winters or many or, you know, as many as we can. So
I love that. And we're going to jump into that soon. We're going to figure out all of the details, who shot, all of that stuff. But Lexi, why don't we jump to you about your pulse check?
How does one even follow that? I feel like I was really set up for failure because one, we know I always have the worst pulse check. Two, I am not announcing my relationship status or, you know, all that. Wow. Okay. I'm so happy for you, Isaiah. I literally love when my peoples are happy. So that's super exciting. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, everybody around me is getting into a relationship or like very actively dating and I'm still chilling. Anyway, big news. I'm finally coming back to North Carolina after 4 months.
Wow.
I think I genuinely just didn't want to be in winter, and so I needed to escape, which I think was actually the best thing I could have ever done. But on my trek back, the great migration back home, I'm stopping to see Olivia. So y'all should just be so hyped because the content is coming. You're not ready. You're really not.
You're not.
But other than that, just chilling. I am not doing much besides packing and getting ready to come home, which comes with like all the adult things. Like I really realized that I haven't had to take care of anything. Like I had to make doctor's appointments and set a car maintenance appointment, and I have to like go run a bunch of errands when I get back. And I just told my mom, I was like, when I have to go buy my groceries, that's when it's gonna sit in that like I'm back. And she was like, why that? And I was like, because when you go buy groceries after you come back from a trip, it's like the reality check of like, I do have to fend for myself. So I was like, I'm really dreading that trip, especially, you know, when you like get back from a trip and I'm getting back like super late on Sunday. And then like on Monday, I'm not going to have any food for myself. So it's going to be like that weird day where like you have a bunch of stuff to do and it's technically a work day, but I like need to get my life back. So I know it's going to take a second, but I'm excited for springtime. It's when I get to do all my favorite things. So I'm happy.
Wow. I would have never thought I'd see the day that you are going back to North Carolina. It's been a good run though. Like Texas will always have a place in your heart. Atlanta will always have a place in your heart. And I'm so excited to have you, honestly, staying with me for a couple of days. It's the best that we can do.
It will. It always goes by super quick. It is fun. And then the next trip will be Olivia coming to see me because we alternate. But we'll just jump right in because there's just so much to talk about and we're not even scratching the surface because we also know there's like so many things happening in the world. And we're recording this on the night of the Bachelor finale, which we will be recapping live on Insta as always, because this has been quite the season. And Isaiah, I have to say, I have so many Black guy friends who have watched this season. So we just have to know, have you kept up with it or no?
I am definitely lacking. I know nothing about The Bachelor. I have hella friends that watch every week religiously, talk about it the next day. People that I work with love it. And I just haven't been able to do it. Is it worth the watch?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far. I think a lot of people just started, so we all feel compelled to finish it. And I follow someone on Instagram that's like, I'm just literally patiently waiting for this to end because it's actually been so cringy. So I don't think you're missing out on anything, but I agree that like more people that have never watched it before have watched, so it's definitely increased. But I also think it's on brand that you haven't watched, so keep doing you. Don't succumb to peer pressure.
Thank you, I appreciate that support right there. I'm, by the way, like I really can't watch cringy things. I don't know, like people love The Office. I couldn't get through the first season. Like I cringe and then it hurts my soul. So I just have to stop. But that's me with cringy things and scary movies. Anything scary, I'm stopping and walking around and stuff. But
man, when I tell you, I really know heck of Black people who feel the same way. They're like, man, my life's already scary enough. I ain't trying to watch that. But that's something to unpack because I feel like there's a lot more behind that. But so we'll just jump in. We're doing another throwback because one of the most popular episodes we've had was Shooting Your Shot, where Liv and I really tried to break down this concept of like shooting your shot with somebody that you're interested in. And you all became very much Team Lexi, Team Olivia, because I was very strong in my thoughts that I will not shoot my shot. I have never shot my shot. I think I have, but I didn't know I did later. But and then Olivia has experience shooting her shot. And so we're recapping this because we know that we needed a guy's perspective. We needed to hear it from the other side of what was going on. And we're so pumped to have Isaiah be our representative. Also because Liv and I really just hang out with A1 individuals. And so Isaiah is just so thoughtful. So first we need this relationship recap of how this got started, who made the moves. When you decided to get serious, even your mindfulness to the date so that your anniversary date isn't conflicting with your family is like so, so intentional, so, so adorable. And then we'll jump into, we want to hear if you have some shooting your shot advice for folks. And Olivia and I are going to see if our opinions have changed. Maybe, I don't know, maybe. So tell us about your relationship, Isaiah.
Yeah, so this is a girl that I think both of you are familiar with. This is going back to an ex. I don't know your opinions on that, but yeah, me and this girl, we started dating in October 16, 2019, I believe, and it lasted for 3 months. I ended things because I just wasn't in the right mindset, but we've been keeping in contact and, you know, certain circumstances just led us back to each other. And I don't know, it just, I feel really good about what we have going on and how strong our relationship has gotten, even like not being your quote unquote, like boyfriend and girlfriend, our relationship has just gotten a lot stronger. So yeah, I've waited too long and I'm happy that she was patient with me. And yeah, so I'm just really excited to restart or start that and just continue building that relationship. But as for shooting her like shots, I tried to talk to her about it and I feel like it was her that came on to me. I don't know. I know Livy's cool with that. I know Lexi, you're not, but I think it was like really subtle. We had a class together. It went well, but I think one time I saw her at some on-campus restaurant and she came up to me. We had a really good conversation and she just did that little shoulder touch. I don't like, you know what I'm talking about? That little shoulder touch. Like there's no reason to touch me. Like there's no, like you didn't have to do that. But she did it. And my friend and I, we looked at each other like, you saw that, right? And he was like, yeah, I saw that too. Oh, okay. And we hung out a few times and I think I posted a story. She swiped up on it. She said something like flirty and cute. And I was interested in her, so it worked. But I have a situation like in the past where this girl was super direct. She swiped up on a story and said, this is me shooting my shot. And I got to be honest, it did not work at all. Like, I don't know. I could go into that, but yeah, like it didn't work at all.
We'll go into that because I feel like we need to get to the factors that contribute to success of shooting and failures of a shot taken. Because it's a risk. It's risky business, ladies and gentlemen. Risky business.
Yeah, so why didn't it work out that time? Was it like, was she just not your type? Like, do you not like the directness?
No, well, I think at one point in time I really did like the chase, as people call it, but it wasn't about her being direct. It was like, just because you shoot your shot with me doesn't mean I'm gonna instantly like you back. Like, just because you say that and we hang out, it doesn't mean like there's no more work to put in. I get that. I feel like a lot of girls, if they do something subtle or they do something direct, they eventually want the guy to take over. And that's cool. And that's fine. But with her, it was like, she did that. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, what are you trying to do? You want to hang out? Yeah, let's hang out. It was nothing. Like, there was no spark there. It was like, don't do that and have me lead the conversation. Like, it like hit me up if you want to talk about something, if you have something to talk about. Don't just hit me with the hey and make me lead.
Oh, okay. So you would have rather her kind of see it through to be like, okay, so I think you're cute. Like, let me know more about you.
Yeah. Like, I guess, how would you respond to, hey, this is me shooting your shot? Hey, this is me, yeah, shooting my shot at you. How do you respond to that?
Well, the thing is, there are a lot of factors that I take into place when a guy slides into my DMs, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's for every person, but, you know, I'm going to see if you're, I'm going to go to your profile, right? If you're private, then that's probably an automatic, like, if I can't see how cute you are in your profile picture, it's just probably not happening. But let's say that you're public and I see, I'm looking at your height. I'm looking at like the types of pictures that you take. I analyze everything. I try to see, okay, if you have a music highlight, I want to see how your music taste is. And so that, those are the kind of components that I take into place when I think about even responding to a DM. But at the same time, I kind of understand her positioning of her being like, this is my shooting my shot. This is me shooting my shot, because it literally takes so much confidence. And like, she was probably, her phone, her hands are probably shaking as she was sending that message. And so for you to be like, okay, well, I still kind of need to see more from you. Like, no, she kind of already did that back work of being, I would like to say, still a little unconventional. Of being like, hey, I'm interested in you.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely see what you're saying. And I do think it took a lot of courage to just say something like that. But I also think guys are easy. Like, I've thought about other times that girls have shot their shot on me. And it's just like I think about it after. I'm like, damn, like, why did I just hang out with her? Or why did I do whatever with her? And it's just because they started it. With her, you wanted to know more detail. She's like, she's beautiful. Like, she's a great person. But I responded and I was like, oh, like, what's up? Like, what are you trying to do? And
like, with emojis, or was it just like your lowercase text messages? Because those can kind of come off a little cold. And I actually, okay, fun fact, guys, Isaiah was the first person to text me. Isaiah was the first person to text me with lowercase letters. And I thought, like, if you don't use emojis or anything with them, they kind of feel a little cold. And so I need to know the details of this DM. Like, were you like, what you trying to do, eyes emoji? Or did you even like the message? Because I feel like that girl probably thought about that for a couple of days before she shot her shot with you. And you talk about some, I need to see a little bit more. She's not going to ask me if I want to go out to eat or anything.
No, it's not even about the asking me if I want to go out to eat. It's just like having something to say. Like, we're here, we're on a podcast. Like, we have something to talk about. She hit me with that. I said, oh, what's up? Like, what are you trying to do? And I think she replied something about like, that was really direct or whatever.
And you're like, okay, the conversation's done.
And it's like, I don't know what you want to talk about. Like, I don't, like, so me personally, if I'm texting a girl, if I'm trying to get to know a girl, I don't text them like 21 questions. I text them trying to get to meet up with them and see, I like, that's weird now. I know.
Right.
Livy's all over like Tinder or whatever, but.
Tinder now. We're gonna address this, okay? I'm not gonna be known as the Tinder girl.
That's not get exposed.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, like, you get to know people through that conversation, and then you probably meet up with them. Me, I like, if it's people that I'm going to school with, like, and I see them, why don't we just meet up, have an experience, and see where that takes us. But we hung out and there wasn't anything. Like, I got to her place, all she wanted to do was like hang out at her place. I got there and there was just nothing to do. There was nothing to talk about. There was no TV, like, and I don't know, it was just weird. I'm sorry, you guys over here laughing at me, that's crazy.
It's just I'm picturing it happening as you're talking. And okay, so here is my stance on shooting my shot, right? So I feel like I primarily will only shoot my shot at someone that I feel like I don't really, like, I kind of have a chance with. Like, on my best day, I look cute with, right? So it's usually some sort of model that I see that honestly doesn't even live in Atlanta. Like, I don't shoot my shot with people that live in the same city as me, just because I don't have the guts to actually meet up with them in person. So it's funny that you're like, oh, I'll meet up with somebody off of Tinder. The only person that I've met up with off of Tinder is the person I am currently dating right now. So I do it for fun. I shoot my shot more so to stroke my own ego than to be like, okay, like, let's actually hang out. Because I am such an awkward person when it comes to conversations. And I think that guys kind of just see me in a certain light that's like, yeah, she's not really about anything anyways. So I just kind of get grouped into that category. I don't want to have to go through the whole cycle of finding that out.
Well, then that begs the question, because one, Isaac, can you really tell, like Olivia just said, there are some girls that you're just like, I know she's not about it. Like, can you really, do guys really have that like meter about people, or is that just kind of straight generalization?
I feel like it's generalization because I've met girls who I get close enough with them and I hear their stories, like what they do. I'm just like, damn, you didn't seem like that. Like, you don't look like you out here wilding. But I think for me personally, I'm not that type of guy. Like, I don't just do, I think, what we're talking about. Like, I don't just like go around like hooking up with people from Tinder or Hitch or whatever app you want to use. So it's just like that concept. Like, I guess looking back at on it, girl shot her shot. We ended up in her room. And looking back on it, I guess like other guys would be like, damn, that was a good shot. Like, that was successful. Like, you're back in the room. Like, go have fun. But I don't know. For me, I guess it's just more than just sex. Like, I didn't want to have sex with this person. She was cool, like really attractive. I hope she listens to this and knows it's her, because she's the only one that ever did that to me. But yeah.
That's so interesting. And then this only makes me more agree with my original stance. Surprise, surprise, that I didn't change up. Because my strategy is more like slow bait. And then like they have to reel it in, because then I can always default to like, if they're like, oh, I thought you were giving me signs. And I'm like, I can always switch up and be like, no, you caught the wrong vibe. But then if I am into them, be like, yeah, of course I was. So like, I am the type. So because I'm like, oh, wait, maybe I have done this. According to y'all's two stories, like, I have slid up on stories and been like, oh, haha, like, that looks fun, or like, fire emojis, like, something that's, like, can be really, like, it can be open for interpretation. And so, because I'm thinking, Isaiah, you said, like, the touch on the shoulder, man, oh, man, if I had to pay up for every time I misled somebody, I will be broke. I'll be real broke, because I'm, like, I do that all the time. And I'm like, oh, but then I also do that when I am being intentional too, when I am like, oh, I want them to know that like they have my attention kind of thing. So I'm like, I think I leave baits, which could be a form of shooting your shot, but it leaves me in the power play, because like nobody can really say what I did or didn't do.
So I love that, because I feel like I do something pretty similar. Because if you talk to my now girlfriend, she would probably say I'm the one that, you know, started the whole thing. When if you ask me, I'll tell you the story. And it was her, like, it was her, like, swiping up on the story, touching my shoulder, like, talking to me. And yeah, I think leaving it up for interpretation is really beneficial.
Right. I feel like, for one, Aquariuses, y'all love a good exit strategy, right? So it's like, you're not really gonna find them really caught up in much. Like, you can't really be like, oh, so you were the one that was really all up on me. And she gonna have the receipts of, I didn't reply to your message. I didn't do this, but she might've sent a voice message that he didn't keep and that it's gone forever. So like, that's, we have to also keep that into account. Also, Lexi, like, when you're talking about subtly shooting your shot, are you talking about like liking a few pictures?
Oh yeah, I've definitely done that before. And Olivia knows me and another Aquarius got into this like very subtle battle. Like, neither of us are gonna shoot our shot, but both of us want to know we have each other's attention, sicko nonsense. But like, at the same time, I always tell people, like, you gotta be willing to be in the business of wasting your time too, because this is not a guarantee. Like, none of this is a guarantee. So right. You gotta be okay with like playing the game a little bit, but then don't be mad when the game plays you back, is all I'm saying.
Right, for sure. I feel like, okay, so we're about to get a little controversial. Or I don't want to say controversial, but I know that this has been a topic that's probably been discussed on the Shade Room at least once or twice. Okay, so do you guys feel like the guy needs to like the girl more? And Isaiah, we're going to start with you since you are in a new relationship. In order for it to be successful.
In order for it to be successful. That's interesting. I don't know if I could say, I don't know if I would say yes, because I think the guy has to like the girl enough to never like leave. I think it's easier for guys to leave and do whatever because of masculinity or whatever. I don't know. Like, there's something there that it's like more acceptable to do things outside of the relationship. And the way to combat that is, oh, they just have to like the girl more. So I guess it makes a little sense, but there are so many exceptions, so many good relationships that doesn't happen. Like, they like each other equally and it can work. It can just be healthy. I think the liking each other, like liking the guy liking the girl more, is I don't want to say childish, but it's not necessary.
Right. And Lexi's brought up the idea of courting versus chasing on the podcast before, but I think it kind of stems back to that idea where the guy should be the person chasing after the girl. And so with the girl being the person to shoot her shot at the guy, that kind of gets rid of that chasing aspect, you know, of, oh, well, now you've made it too easy for me.
But that's why I think it should be courting. But Liv and I love this middle-aged reality TV show called Ready to Love, and it's on OWN, and it's basically like older people trying to find love. But you learn a lot, because the most recent season, one of the guys had this exact issue where he was like, yo, I'm interested in you, but like, I'm not gonna chase you. At some point, this needs to be reciprocitous, because you know I'm interested in you. Like, I'm not just gonna keep putting in 150 to like at the maybe chance that you reciprocate it. And the girl was immature and she like didn't know what to do with that. And I don't think she really understood what he was saying, and instead was like, what do you mean I'm not worth it? And I was like, okay, anybody who's defaulting to like I'm worth it or not worth it has like other self-worth and self-esteem things to work through. But I think that's why I go back to, thanks, because I did forget that I said that I really don't like the verbiage of chasing, because I think courting is that give and take, that like more cat and mouse of like, we're kind of building the tension, but we're at least working in tandem with each other, which sounds nicer to me.
I think it sounds nicer and it's more sustainable, because I know for sure, like, the situation you just mentioned, I'm not about to keep giving 150 and you're giving 50. Like, no, it needs to be it needs to be closer to 100. But even after I get you, or whatever that means, like whenever we're in a relationship, I think you still have to do those things that they enjoyed that attracted them to you. Like, I think in one relationship I was in, I feel like we stopped flirting with each other at some point. And that's something I never want to happen again, because yeah, like that's, it's so silly to stop doing those things that they really enjoyed or that you really enjoyed.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. How did that happen? Like, what do you mean you guys stopped flirting? Like, it just became like a buddy-buddy situation. Like,
in that situation, it was just more like not even buddy-buddy. It was just deciding on what we're going to do, like how we're going to like be together, or like just, it was more talk about what the relationship looked like mm-hmm. instead of being in the relationship. So
that is literally my personal version of hell, like constant analysis of the relationship and like the logistics of it, which is why I think it's so important for me to find somebody that like, that is just how we connect. Like, I really have been trying to unpack this idea. And I mentioned this on the last episode that, or maybe I didn't, I don't know. It's in my head. That's all it needs to know. But that I'm not looking for a relationship. I have a lot of different types of relationships I manage in my life. And then if I have one with a guy and we want to take it that step further, I still want us to have that type of relationship. Cause I have ones like, So Olivia and I's relationship is a great one. We're like hilarious with each other. We're super sarcastic, but we also are very endearing with each other. We like answer the phone and say hello, buttercup, and like, you know, sweet cakes and like really funny things. When I have guy friends, we're like, we naturally have that like flirtatious chemistry and like that's how we're friends. And so I wouldn't want that to be any different with my like partner, because I'm just cultivating all these types of relationships that I feel like if people, that's why I hate the like performativeness of relationships. Like when people are like, oh, I'm going to go try and seduce this person, but then that's not who I am because I'm not a seductive person. So then once you're in the relationship, you switch up and then you lose those factors that maybe the other person was really into. And that becomes an issue later on. And that's the thing that like messes with my head. If I'm like, am I really getting you? Or am I getting the version of you you think I want to be with that's going to waste my time later on?
He's light years ahead of the game, people. But also, a crazy is y'all just be in your own head about things as well. But going back to what you're just trying to say, Lexi, like, I think that it's important to just sort of be like, and for you guys to just accept each other as you are and not place any expectation of, okay, well, I'm thinking that you can, you know, once the relationship steers from just being with one another, then to like, planning out how the relationship is going to pan out within the next 5 years, that literally sounds, yeah, like you were saying, hell. Okay, so Isaiah, how in your perfect world would you want someone to shoot their shot with you?
In the perfect world, yeah. I think I have to side with Lexi. I think I enjoy the subtleness, because if it's direct, I don't know, like where's the fun? And there's, I don't know, like I feel like it's just more fun, right, to, you know, be subtle and give those same hints back and play that game. Being direct is cool. I told you, like, I think a lot of guys are easy. Just you shoot a shot at them and they in your place like that night. But
Where is all of them? Just kidding. No, but that's facts. I feel like when you are super direct, and I feel like I'm just now realizing this, when you're super direct, you kind of miss that friendship phase, because it's like, dang, like now we are just like, you know, I'm into you romantically and I'm trying to make it work romantically. So what you trying to do? You trying to take me on a date? Like, well, like, are you picking me up at 7? And it doesn't really, it needs to be a natural progression. But, you know, to each their own. Like, sometimes I feel like it works for people that are super direct, and then you're able to cultivate that appreciation or respect for each other still through the romanticism. But like, I know if I'm shooting my shot at a guy, especially through Instagram, I haven't done this in a while, but I feel like I already have an idea about who they are in my head. I'm like, ah, Kofi Cerebo, my crush, I'm letting it be known. Yes, I shot my shot at him and he, of course, he didn't respond. I think I just said like, can you marry me or something? And all lowercase, like Isaiah taught me. And like, let's say if he were to respond, I already have an idea of what Kofi Cerebo is about to be like in my head. So once I actually meet him and he's not like that, I'm gonna be like, dang, why'd you gotta ruin this idea of what I had of you in my head, shorty?
And I think you're so right. There are some people who they don't really care about that, like easing into it. They really just want the relationship. And I think that is a little bit of my issue sometimes. And I think it can work because like you see so many shows and people that kind of all they need is that they both want to be married. And like, then they just make everything else work. Or like, I have friends who like, they just want to be in relationships. Or I know guys who are like, I just want to be cuffed. So like, they just make it work. For myself, I think I know too much about myself and what my needs are. And like, my vision of a relationship is like so much more than just checking the box. And that's really no shade, no tea. But I think people need to realize that they're all of those types of people's in the same pool. So like, there's really hard to suss that out, people's intentions. And I was talking to somebody and I was like, who really is straight up with their intentions like this from the jump? Like, you really do just kind of have to go with the motions. But Isaiah, you look like you were going to say something.
Yeah. And I was thinking about what Livy just said about shooting her shot, Instagram DM, hitting all backboard, didn't respond, right? That's cool too. Like, I think there's a space for that, because that Instagram DM, I think it could be so funny. I think, and that's the part that I enjoy, like coming up with something stupid to say and saying it, trying it, being nervous, and then just having that conversation, because it could still be flirty. I think if you just, I don't know, like, this is me shooting my shot, I guess now thinking back on it, maybe that's not the best way to do it. It is direct, but I think if there's flirting coupled with that, it can go really well.
Yeah. No. But the difference is, I feel like I shoot my shot with people that I know I don't have it, like, I rarely have a chance with. And like, they live in a different state. Like, are you talking about shooting your shot, like being funny with people that are actually in your social sphere that you could link up after class with?
I guess not. I think when I was on Tinder or Bumble or whatever, it was about just finding something cool to say. The day before I decided to take the thing serious with my now girlfriend, I figured out the method that I would do, like that I would use if I wanted to talk to a girl. Now, this is off topic, I'm sorry. Look, what I would do, you know, hit somebody up, hey, how's it going, whatever, they respond, they're good, just to see if they respond to the message, because it's one thing to match with somebody, it's another thing for them to actually talk to you. After that, I'm hitting them with the two truths and a lie. I think starting that conversation, playing that game, it opens up three possible conversations. And if one of them runs dry, you can just go back to, damn, so you never met your grandpa? Like, what happened there? And you can just go through that. That's a great way to get to know somebody. And I never got to try that out. So if anybody's listening, definitely do that.
Okay, Isaiah. So what we've decided is, if I ever get back on dating apps, you're going to manage my profile for me so that you maximize my return.
So that's one of the things that, like, I think I struggled with, because I definitely like talking to people. I definitely like having those new conversations and getting to know people. And that's why I like Lexi's method a little bit more, because it's more subtle and you can do that. But I guess you can do the same thing with Livy's method. But yeah, I try to stay away from that, and I try to on I well I don't try I only flirt with my girlfriend, so
we got it. This is pre that lifestyle. Okay, so I have two last hot topics for you, and you can just kind of take your hot take on them. But okay, so there's this concept, and we mentioned this on the first episode, was high frequency or high volume shooters. So people who don't really care about quantity, or they don't care about quality, they're just shooting for quantity, thinking that they're going to land something. So I need to know your hot take on this, and if you know friends of yours that take that approach, and what your advice to girls would be to like suss them out. Like, how do you know if he's just a high volume shooter or if he's really for real? Because them some smooth talkers. And just because like we're really talking like from undergrad to like even post-grad, like this is all just murky waters. And then the second thing is I've been in some conversations with some gal pals, and they're convinced that like, not, I'm not gonna say, because I don't really like putting people on like a hierarchy, but that sometimes guys don't really know how attractive they are because they always shoot upwards. But when girls shoot their shot, they're more shooting like at their level because they're more like aware of how attractive they are. But some girls were saying that how come the guys who shoot their shot are always the ones that are like out of, not in their league. And I hate saying that because it seems so archaic, but like, it seems like, how do they get all that confidence? Like shooting your shot for a girl isn't just this thing that you do every day, but the guys that do it are like, really? Like you got a heck of confidence to be shooting your shot at me, which like that happens to me. People, wow, now I'm just rambling, but people think people are always blowing up my DMs like that. And I think that's literally, people think that I'm getting blown up because I'm pretty, but I don't think that's the case. Like it's because of that nobody's in my DMs. You know what I mean? Because everybody thinks people are in my DMs.
Everybody thinks people are in your DMs, so nobody's in your DMs.
Thinking that I'm too busy responding to who's already in my DMs.
Yeah, I felt that before. But I'll talk about the high volume versus low volume thing first. I definitely know a lot of high volume people, especially back in college, like they shooting to shoot. One, I think some people shoot because it's fun to shoot. I might, if I'm a high volume shooter, I might fall under that category. It's fun. Like finding, like talking to people is just fun. Meeting new people is always fun, and having those interesting conversations. But how do girls realize that? It's just, I don't know. Yeah, it's probably difficult, like on the receiving end, because I know I'm in sales and I talk to people for a living, kind of like I'm just starting it. And if I call you, you won't realize that I talk to everybody like this, but it just feels special to you because I put in the time, I put in the effort to make it feel special to you. So what do you, like, that's exactly how it's for guys that are high volume shooters. So yeah, people's intentions are always hidden and you can't tell if they're just doing this for you or like anybody else. But yeah, it's gonna be really difficult to tell. Maybe just looking at their history could help you. Does that answer the question?
Yes, but let's be honest, right? Like there are far more attractive women on this earth than there are men. So I feel like it's easier for guys to just keep shooting their shot, keep shooting their shot, keep shooting their shot. And then with women, we gotta like really suss out. And y'all, when I say y'all, I'm talking about men, like this applies to whoever. I feel like they don't care if they shoot their shot at two best friends in the same circle. It's just kind of like whoever answers first, like I'm about to get to them.
Honestly, I guess I just had a conversation with my friend. He was trying to talk to this girl, and then he met her twin, and he was like, but so that's like the same thing.
Twin, bruh.
And then one time I was texting this girl, and I was texting this like her friend, and apparently they were right next to each other. I just felt like a fool. Like they were showing each other the messages. I was like, damn, like this has nothing to do with you, but
record show that Isaiah was on the football team.
Oh, calm down. No, yeah. But if I'm being honest, I'm probably not the best, like, shooter. Quick anecdote. The last time that I shot a shot, like, in person went terribly. There was this girl, she was in my class, and my friend challenged me. He was like, yo, we don't shoot enough shots. Like, and I agreed. I'm the type of person, if you meet me and you think I'm cool, and then, like, eventually we might do something. But rarely am I doing something on the first time you meet me. And I kind of wanted to change that, kind of wanted to become a more complete person. So I tried to shoot my shot with this girl. I remember being so nervous, and I don't even know if I got the question off, like, hey, there's this thing going on at Friday, like, do you want to go with me? I don't even, like, I was just shaking, and then I ran away. I didn't run away, but it didn't go well. And yeah, it was very tough.
Did she curve you?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that she didn't, because we never talked after that, and going to class with her was weird. But if I ever, I still know her name, I should have shouted out, but let me stop. I don't want to be petty. But yeah, if I ever see her, I'll say what's up. But yeah, it didn't work out at all.
Literally, this is why I mess with you so heavy, is because you're, like, so low-key, but you have mad stories where, like, there's very little, like, you peeped so much and you were a part of so much, but you really are just, like, such a wallflower at the same time too. But I do know that you for real do love conversations with people, because you're just so responsive. I remember when I first met you, because you were doing an interview on Live, and, like, that was it.
I do love talking to people. And I know Livy mentioned this earlier, how, like, she doesn't come off as, like, a, like, she's down for that. When I met her, super awkward. She was afraid of some, like, squirrel at some trash can, and it was a lot of fun.
He always tells this story about how I was walking to class, maybe, and there was a squirrel, and he was like, are you okay? And I was like, this squirrel's, like, throwing me off or something. She, I don't know,
okay,
but it was really awkward. He was like, okay, well, I hope you have a good day. And it was just like,
she was afraid of a squirrel. But Livy, you asked, I mean, Lexi, you asked me another question. It was the high volume, low volume, yeah, and then something else.
When, like, do you agree that guys who are out of girls' league will shoot their shot upwards versus, I think, a lot of girls will shoot within their league. Like Olivia says, like, she's not shooting her shot at anybody she doesn't think she could bag on her best day. And, like, girls are really, I think most girls are pretty conscientious of, like, where they fall. There's always the, like, spectrum of, you know, you just can't tell a girl anything kind of confidence, which is, like, such a vibe. And then someone who's always downplaying their vibe too. But I don't see a lot of girls who are taking that same approach. So I wonder, do you see that with your guy friends too, where you're like, dang, you don't deserve her, but, like, I can't believe you got her.
Oh my goodness. I gotta be honest. No. Sometimes I see the people my friends hook up with, and they don't even know that I know. And I'm just like, they don't want me to know. Like, that's crazy they did that. But no shade, I guess, like, no shade to anybody, no names out here. But yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I'll talk to somebody, because I have a lot of friends that are girls, and they'll be like, yeah, like, your friend was over here, like, with her, like, that's crazy, why did they do that? But
so they're shooting their shot kind of outside of their league, and they're getting good girls. Or is it the opposite?
Completely opposite. It's like they're high volume, just all day at the gym.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's why I'm, like, cracking up over here, because I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, terrible. Down terribly.
They don't want him to know who was really happening. And the girl telling Isaiah, like, yeah, so your friend was in my DMs. And Isaiah thinking to himself, for real?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if I go talk to the guy, they'd be like, this, whatever. Because I guess it's just different. And they don't care. Like, they know what they're shooting for. I think relationship-wise, yeah, guys, they probably try for a lot of, like, people outside of their league. I'm not saying I never DMs into it. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I don't know. I definitely think you're probably right. Like, guys will shoot their shot, especially if you're high volume. You get used to rejection, and you just, it's okay.
I just have two things to say before we wrap up. So the first thing is, the guy that I'm with right now, he was a high volume shooter before he got with me, obviously. But the thing is, I went on his Tinder and he slid in everybody's DMs the exact same way before he messaged me. Like, he would send like some sort of funny GIF and then like, you know, I love a blank with blank, right? So it could be ranging. For me personally, it was, I love a girl with locks and a good smile or something. Can you imagine my face when I was like, I'm dating a high volume shooter. Is this really my life? And this is why I feel the way that I feel about Libras. But here we are nearly a year later.
So that's exactly what I was saying about sales. Like, it's just personalized enough to where it seems like, oh, he meant that for me. But no, it's the same format for everyone else. And yeah. I know that must have been like a blow to your ego.
Was it a blow? It was like, dang, what is life anymore, you know? But at the same time, look, I don't really want to expose our business on the podcast, but it's definitely been a journey, and we've taken the steps to like understand each other more and all that stuff. But the second thing that I have to say is, I just want the record to show that every shot that I've shot has not missed, besides Kofi. So it's like, if I shoot my shot at a celebrity, then okay, right? Like, it's not gonna happen. But I have had my return. So if anyone needs tips on shooting their shot, right, I can help you get your Instagram together to look just right enough for a guy to do, you know, a little double take, slide into the DMs, use a little bit of Lexi's. I think you can mix both of our methods and then you're straight.
Disregard all of that. I'm the person you should reach out to. I don't have an Instagram. I have one. There's just no post on it. But if we're talking in person, I got you. Like, if we're talking conversation, I got you.
Don't even. I would agree. I'm an in person, and that's why I think that this over the socials and the apps is really for certain personality types too. Because I know plenty of people. I know plenty of girls that like come across one way via apps and text, but then in person do not match that energy. And I'm the reverse of like, really, I don't play that game well with strangers, but in person, I can guarantee I can grab your attention from across the room and have you following me for the rest of the night. And I'm very aware. Like, so I agree that like the in-person the in-person game, come to me for all your virtual needs. Go to Olivia. It's a one-stop shop. Get all your needs met. Yeah.
This is the one I grow up. Yeah, but I definitely don't fall into, I guess, the trap of liking the chase too much. Like, because if you get good at it, it could be a lot of fun. So, yeah. That's one thing I would caution people with, because I know I might have fallen into that. But it's a lot of fun. And talking to people is always cool. So
right. And also try to sort out the high volume shooters, okay, guys? Because they really be out here, like Isaiah was saying, personalizing the messages.
Hey, but it worked. You're happy. Like, it's okay.
Right. it worked out this time, guys. But thank you, Isaiah, so much for joining us on this special recap episode. This has been one giant kiki, and we're just so honored to have another guest on the show that can give us that male perspective, that can show us the inside. Because look, when I grow up, I just want to know about everything that's going on in the male psyche so I can get what I want and desire. So yes, thank you so much. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. Please rate the podcast, connect with us on Instagram, where the conversation will be continued. And with that being said, we are signing off with peace, love, and blessings.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.